12 before 9.
Dooley, what's that gadget on your handle?
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
That's a tilt indicator for beer mug shorts.
A what?
A tilt indicator. The bartender invented it, and he's using me for a test mug.
Now, Dooley, I know it's a stupid question, and I know that the answer should be perfectly obvious, but what in the world is a tilt indicator for beer mugs?
Well, suppose I've got a customer who's just ordered a bottle of Utica Club beer.
Yes?
And suppose he doesn't know you're supposed to pour Utica Club straight down the middle of the mug with a whack.
Go on.
Because it's a natural beer without artificial bubbles.
Get to the point, Dooley.
Suppose he tilts me instead like this. That's what a tilt indicator is for.
I don't get it, Dooley. Couldn't you just tell him not to tilt you when he's pouring you to the club?
Schultz, sometimes I think you're against technological progress.
It's the weatherman. Take the cue. And tell us what the weather's going to do.
Continued warm and humid today, tonight and tomorrow, with changeable skies and isolated afternoon or evening thunder showers. High today near 85, with a low tonight between 65 and 70. The current KB reading 73 degrees, humidity at 88%. The winds are from the southwest at 12 miles an hour. This edition of Falsby News has been presented by the West End Brewing Company, Brewers of Utica Club, Schultz and Dooley's Beer.
Repeating the KB story of the moment.
Family of five, homeless in Orleans County fire.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me.
Hey, a big good morning to you from KB Radio. Here's the KB record of the week.
Who put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb. And my honey, ram-a-lama ding dong forever. And when I say dip, dip it, dip it, dip it, you know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe.
Who put the bop in the bop a bop bop and who put the ram in the ram-a-lama ding dong? All right. Thank you, Mon. That's Barry Mann and the K-Big Record of the Week entitled Who Put the Bomb in the Bomb, Bomb, Bomb. It's 8 to go before 9 now. WKBW, good morning time.
Here's the WKBW Employment Column of the Air. In cooperation with the Employment Division of the New York State Labor Department, WKBW announces the following job opportunity now open.
Electronic engineers are needed for design of digital computers. The applicants must have a research experience and a degree. Those qualified may contact Mr. Provick in the professional section of the New York State Employment Service, 200 Franklin Street, second floor. KB's employment column of the air will be heard again within 3 hours. Another service of WKBW Radio.
You're listening to WKBW. 1520 on your dial in Buffalo.
It's going to be warm and humid today, tonight, tomorrow. Changeable skies, a high 85. We may just have an isolated afternoon or evening thunder shower. Here's Sam Cooke.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, Cupid, don't you hear me calling you?
This is Sam Cooke sound, huh? And Cupid, draw back your bow. It's 4 before 9, WKBW. Good morning time on the Jay Nelson Show. 73 KB Grease on the frontier.
Taste, hell now, so good, 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 good looking.
Why does Pall Mall taste so good, good, good? Because Pall Mall's famous length of fine, good-tasting tobacco travels and gentles the smoke naturally, makes it mild, but does not filter out that satisfying flavor. Pall Mall is never too strong, never too weak, always just right.
Taste Pall Mall, so good, 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 good-looking.
buy Pall-Mall Famous cigarettes. Outstanding. And they are mild.
Here's the WKBW secret word for today. I hope you remember this word. Pronoun. Pronoun. P-R-O-N-O-U-N. Don't tell a soul. It's the WKBW secret word.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Debts.
Debts who?
Debts just human nature to want to hear the best on WKBW.
Oh, brother. 73 KB Grease right now. The man says continued warm and humid. Today, tonight, tomorrow, we'll have changeable skies and isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers with a high temperature near 85, low tonight, 65 to 70. Oh, shut my mouth. Here's Patsy Cline. She's pretty and she's wonderful. And I just fall to pieces. This is the wrap-up sound this morning in the Jane Elson Pajama Party. Darling, you walk by and I just fall to pieces. Patsy Cline with a wrap-up sound this morning in the Jane Elson Pajama Party. Gee, I want to thank you for being here this morning. I think we had a lot of fun today. You know, we laughed and giggled and everything. And we're looking for a job. You heard the tone there. It's 9 o'clock. Good night out there.
KB brings you news and weather. Where all the Buffalo gets together. We tell the time and we make you smile. Tune your radio to 1520 on your dial. KB has everything. WKBW.
It's 73 KB Grease at street level.
Hi there, Russell. Here comes Russ Syracuse. He's a swinging record man, Russ Syracuse. Here to please you if he can. He'll bring you the best in music. He'll play your favorite song. All the latest record hits, so you can't go wrong when you listen to him. Hey, Russell, say Russell.
Yes.
Hi there, Russell.
Hot doggy. You know, somehow or other, I'm trying to immerse myself in the Russ Syracuse image, and I just find it so hard because unless I come from northern Italy or something where they have blonde hair, I'm out of it, really. You know, I don't have that Neapolitan look. 2 minutes after nine, let's get things underway on the Russ Syracuse show. Good morning, Shannon. Open those papers. Here comes U.S. Bonds at a quarter to three.
One, two, three, four.
That's U.S. Bonds in a quarter to three at 4 minutes after nine. WKBW Radio's Good Time on the Russ the Moose Syracuse Show. 73 KB Grease, our humidity index at 88%.
210 Frigidaire appliances at rock bottom prices. Yes, friends, three solid carloads of Frigidaire appliances shipped factory direct to Burnham's to be sold in 3 days. Over a half carload of Frigidaire Imperial automatic washers slashed from $3.59 to $2.11 at both Burnham stores, 1209 Broadway and 2940 Sheridan and Eckert. There are 48 Frigidaire 13 cubic foot automatic defrost refrigerator freezers going to the first comers, and get this, at just $2.69. There are 60 Frigidaire 40-inch flare ranges on sale at a price so low that Frigidaire would not permit Burnham's to announce the sale price on the radio. 20 big 11-cubic-foot freezers received factory direct are going at just $188. And there are some 13-cubic-foot refrigerators going to the first comers at just $199. In Burnham's big TV department during this sale, you can buy a portable TV for only $96. Burnham, 1209 Broadway and 2940 Sheridan and Eckert, where you don't pay a single penny till November. Open till 10 tonight.
Okay, you know what I do? I get a kick out of the gang in KB's Weather Central and the Weather Bureau because they never want to say anything really definite because then they would be committed. Like, for example, continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow. That's all right. Changeable skies. And here's where they never commit themselves. Isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers, possibly. You know, isolated. They make them isolated enough that I know it's going to rain, but you don't know when. High temperature near 85. Low tonight, 65 to 70. Southwesterly winds, 10 to 20 miles per hour and very gusty near your thundershowers.
Radar. Radar.
Possible thundershowers, you know.
WKBW reports on today's radar checkpoint location.
Here are the checkpoint locations for today, Tuesday, on Elmwood Avenue, Hinman Avenue, and Parkside Avenue. Little German band sound, number 28. This is Joe Dowell on KB Wooden Heart.
Can't you
find me a good? Now I fit into this image all right. That's the story of the Wooden Heart from Joe Dowell, 8 minutes after 9. WKBW Radio's Good Time. I could pass for a dramatic type person, but I don't think I'll pass for a Neapolitan until 12 noon. Sitting in for the Russ Syracuse Show, this is Tommy Shannon. It's 73 KB Grease here in Buffalo.
It's pretty remarkable.
What's pretty remarkable?
The double tanning action that you get with QT, the new quick tanning lotion by the makers of Copper Tone.
How can QT give me a double tan?
It's easy. First of all, you can use QT indoors without the sun, and you'll get a smooth, even tan in just 3 to 5 hours.
That's one way.
Then outdoors, QT helps the sun give you a deep, natural tan with extra sunburn protection. Not only that, QT actually conditions your skin as it tans.
Tans me indoors, tans me outdoors. You're right. QT's double tanning action is pretty remarkable.
And remarkably pretty. Gives you a better, quicker, all-over tan than you can get any other way.
That name is Q-period, T-period?
Right. And it's guaranteed by the makers of Copper Tone to give you a terrific tan with or without the sun or money back. Yes, you really can get a double tan with QT.
Yeah, the big story today in the quick tanning story is the quick tanning story told in leading magazines and newspapers.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Petunia.
Petunia who?
Petunia old gray bonnet.
And we'll listen to WKBW.
You know, in reference to that little gal there, I was going to spell it Q-U-T-I-E, Q-T. This opening is kind of a faker-outer here because there's a lot of, well, big strings and French horns and all. This is Linda Scott from the Hot Prospect Sound on KB Radio at 10 after 9. Good morning. It says, don't bet money here, honey. Don't you bet money, honey. Thank you, Linda Scott. It's 12 after 9. WKBW Radio's Good Time, 73 KB Grease. And before you scour the city or the suburbs for merchandise, look for the summer items you want in Loblaw Family Premium Catalogs. You'll find some 1,150 items pictured and described. You can get big discounts on any of them at the Loblaw Premium Counter of your favorite Loblaw store. Loblaw 5-cent premium certificates save you one-third to one-half off the usual retail prices on most items. So shop Loblaws and you'll save the difference. Viva la difference.
Listen to me for a while at 1520 on your dial. In Buffalo, the greatest for music and news, WKBW.
News time will go with Jim Fagan from Action Central at 9:15. With the Castells and their sound of number 13 on KB Call Sacred.
Sacred. Sunday.
W-K-B-W, Pulse Beat News.
WKBW temperature at 75 degrees. The complete forecast follows the news from KB Action Central. Well, President Kennedy takes the Berlin crisis to the nation tonight, but first he'll outline his plan for meeting the situation in a session this morning with congressional leaders. Elsewhere in Washington, a Labor Department report to be released today will show a rise in the cost of living for the month of June. KB now crisscrosses the nation. South of the Mason-Dixon line, KB's Dixie Newsmen report 53 persons were injured in a train collision near Macon, Georgia. A WKBW profile of death on the highway this morning. 4 persons were killed in a truck-car smash-up near Durand, Wisconsin. Across the Caribbean, KB sources in Havana revealed that Cuban Premier Castro may release the 38 passengers and crew members of a hijacked U.S. commercial airliner, but reportedly will hold the plane itself for exchange for Cuban planes impounded in the U.S. Meanwhile, KB's Far East News Bureau learned today that Russia has captured an 83-ton Japanese survey ship off the northern Kuril Islands. On the other side of the globe, KB's Don Milner in a late communique from Bizerte reports Tunisian President Bourguiba will call for another emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to consider the Bizerte dispute because the French are still there. KB's Congo correspondent flashed word today. The UN sent troops into the capital of Katanga province after learning that Katanga is seeking aid from the communist bloc. From the Holy Land comes word. KB's Nate Friedman in Jerusalem wired word this morning. The Defense Department and the prosecution have now arrested their cases in the mass murder trial of Adolf Eichmann. Summations on both sides will come on August the 3rd following a 9-day adjournment. And finally in the news, the world of show business tonight will pay tribute to one of its old-timers with the Eddie Cantor Golden Jubilee Salute at Hollywood's Coconut Grove. The evening is being sponsored by singer Eddie Fisher and a committee of entertainers. Among the celebrities who will attend are Frank Sinatra, Elizabeth Taylor, Tony Curtis, Audrey Hepburn, and Dean Martin.
I just went and told my honey, keep our days bright and sunny. I'm gonna start in saving money at the Savings Bank of New York State. You'll find it's fun when you're saving for fun.
At a savings bank,
you get more interest dividends too, where your money works only for you. So why not go and tell your honey to keep your days bright and sunny. You're gonna start in saving money at the Savings Bank of New York State.
You'll be in good company, too. Two out of every three New York Staters save at a savings bank. That's over 11 million people, and no other kind of bank even comes close to that number. The reason is plain. Savings banks pay you the highest interest dividends of any bank in the state.
So why not go and tell your honey, you're gonna start in saving money at a savings bank of New York State.
Members of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
It's the weatherman. Take the cue. And tell us what the weather's going to do.
Continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow with changeable skies and isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers. High today near 85 with a low tonight between 65 and 70. The current KB reading 75 degrees. Humidity at 76%. The winds are from the southwest at 10 miles an hour. Last week's KBIG News tipster was Russ Parsino of Buffalo, who won himself $15.20.
Repeating, the KBIG story of the moment.
The president takes the Berlin problem to the nation tonight.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment. On KBIG.
Yes, you stole all my heart and soul, and those are the Cleftones of 20 Minutes After 9, WKBW Radio's Good Time, here on the Russ Syracuse Show. I was going to say, this is the Neapolitan Blonde sitting in until 12 noon this afternoon. 20 Minutes After 9 is our Good Time, 75 KB Grease. Let's count them here.
Make today the day you try new Nescafe. Aroma, flavor, the 43-bean way. Yes, you get 43 beans in every cup of new Nescafe. Real coffee beans, that's all there is in new Nescafe. 43 beans make every cup of new Nescafe.
The all-coffee instant coffee.
Richest aroma and taste.
Sniff the all-coffee aroma. Taste the satisfying flavor. That's new Nescafe with 43 rich, deep-roasted beans in every cup. In new Nescafe, the accent is on coffee.
The all-coffee instant coffee. Richest aroma and taste.
Well, I'm glad you counted them like that. 21 after 9. Now you know how many there are. Let's go to quite a party here. The Fireballs have it. We're going to go to a party here. I tell them it's going to be quite a party. I know. Bring your pizza and your coffee and everything else you can muster up. It's going to be a cash. Wake up there. Come on. Quickie sound there, called Quite a Party by the Fireballs, 24 after 9. Now WKBW's Good Time. It'll continue warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow. Some changeable skies and isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers. Alrighty, I'm currently in town, 75 KB degrees.
There's a sheet, stay so fresh. There's a sheet with sleep smooth freshness. Cannon, homespun percales, stock up there on sale. White collars, prints, Cannon, homespun percales, with sleep, smooth, freshness. Cannon, the sheets with Pima blend. That's Upland and Pima cotton.
Alrighty, come to Kobacker's White Sale. Save on Cannon sheets. Now at all 6 Kobacker stores. Yeah.
There she goes again. KB's Fun of the Sun sweetheart. Yeah, she's good looking. And she's got something good cooking. While you're cooking in the Buffalo sun, tape the letters WKBW somewhere on your body so that your tan will show them clearly. Every sunny day at beaches, parks, and pools in the Buffalo area, KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart will have a transistor radio for a KB beach buddy and a KB beach beauty who wear the WKBW suntan sign.
Now the sounds of Spain. Here comes Frank Sinatra. Billy May is behind that, too, doing the ole ole and the cha-cha-chas for Granada. Arriba, ole, wake up.
Granada.
Caramba. There goes with Frank Sinatra, the story of Granada. 75 KV Grease at 9:30 in Buffalo on the Russ Syracuse Show until 12 noon.
We listen all the while to the hot spot on the dial. 1520, that's our style on WKBW.
Now the Cordettes have a happy sound early in the morning here at 9:30 and never on Sunday. Never on a Sunday, and those are the Cordettes for you. 75 KB Grease on the Russ Syracuse Show. Continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow. Actually, the day's kind of undecided, you know.
There they are, more than a half carload of Frigidaire Imperial automatic washers to last from 359 to 211. They're part of 3 solid carloads of Frigidaire appliances that Burnham's bought, had shipped factory direct for a 3-day price-smashing, price-slashing sale. Entire lot must be sold by 10 o'clock Wednesday night. At either Burnham's store, 1209 Broadway, or 2940 Sheridan Eggert, you can be one of the first 20 who will buy a Frigidaire 400-pound freezer for only $188. There are 13 cubic foot refrigerators for just $199. Some automatic washers cut as low as $167. Matching dryers for $134. And almost a full carload of Frigidaire frost-proof refrigerator freezers and Frigidaire flare ranges growing at the lowest prices you've ever been quoted. Entire lot. 3 solid carloads must be sold by 10 o'clock Wednesday night. Burnham's, 1209 Broadway, and 2940 Sheridan Eggert take up to 3 years from November to pay. Both stores open till 10 tonight.
All righty, dude. What was that you were saying, sir?
Rain or shine? KB's watching the weather. If it shines, look for the KB Fun in the Sun sweetheart at beaches, pools, and parks in the Buffalo area. She'll have a transistor radio for a KB beach buddy and a KB beach beauty who wear the WKBW suntan sign. If the weather's bad, look for the KB Fun in the Sun sweetheart tomorrow. She'll be looking for you.
Now I have a little chingling music here. There it is. Curtis Lee is here to sing Pretty Little Angel Eyes.
Pretty Little Angel Eyes.
Yeah.
Pretty Little Angel Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty Little Angel, Pretty Little Angel, Pretty Little, Pretty Little, Pretty Little.
The deserts of Yuma, Arizona. That's Curtis Lee in Pretty Little Angel Eyes at 25 minutes before 10. WKBW Radio's Good Time with a 75 KB Gree reading in town.
When the occasion calls for something special, when your taste demands something different, serve, enjoy IBI malt liquor. New from International Breweries, sparkling IBI malt liquor is the excitingly different malt beverage with drier, deeper flavor. IBI malt liquor is conveniently packaged in non-returnable 12-ounce and 7-ounce bottles at fine beverage stores and taverns. IBI malt liquor, as advertised in Life.
Well, after we knock around for about 10 seconds, we'll jump into the Moody River.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cape.
Cape who?
Cape, quiet. I'm listening to WKBW.
Moody River, Moody
Sounds of the Moody River from Pat Boone, 21 before 10. WKBW's Good Time on the Russ Syracuse Show, 75 KB Grease. How is that spelled, fellas?
D-E-C-O.
Deco?
Right.
It's another redecoration celebration at Deco. Yes, Deco does it again. Now, the Maine Swan Deco invites you to enjoy Buffalo's best cup of coffee in a colorful new atmosphere. Today through August 2nd, buy one hamburger at the Maine Swan Deco, get one free. Bring the family. Eat hamburgers two for one and enjoy Buffalo's best cup of coffee as another Deco dresses up for 61. Stop at the Maine Swan Deco today.
It's KB, baby, where everything's coming up. Music. Like this one here, Caramba. Shall we dance? All righty.
This is 1520 on your radio dial. WKBW, your favorite station for music and news.
Listen, sweetie, I don't know what you're so happy about. Our love has become a thing of the past. Carole King and the Shirelles. I thought the record was going to be a thing of the past. Anyway, it's 18 before 10, three away from Big Jim Fagan, standing by from Buffalo's only 24-hour news watch action settled. Jim is really not that big. He's only 6'4", 75 KB Grease, and we'll go to news time in about 30 seconds.
You can choose job training before you enlist. The Modern Army.
What I meant was we'll go to music in about 30 seconds. And here it is. This is Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor, My Dear, on the Bedpost Overnight. Lonnie Donegan's the news time.
Hi, doggy, hi.
Oh, me, oh, my, oh, you. Whatever shall I do?
Oh, night.
Oh, then I love you and I want to hold you tight.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
On the bed.
Sing another chorus, but he hasn't got the time.
WKBW temperature at 75 degrees. The complete forecast follows the news from KB Action Central. WKBW, with regional sources second to none, was first to learn this morning that a 16-year-old Buffalo youth was killed, another seriously injured, in an auto smash up at Nantucket, Massachusetts. Fatally injured in the mishap was R. Douglas Rumsey, the son of Mr. and Mrs. Douglas R. Rumsey of 148 Summer Street here in Buffalo. In serious condition at Nantucket Cottage Hospital is 19-year-old Kenneth Neal, the son of Mr. and Mrs. Allen Neal of 2536 West Oakfield Road, Grand Island. Meanwhile, an 18-year-old Buffalo sailor is in critical condition at Polyclinic Hospital in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, with injuries sustained when his motorcycle collided with a truck about a mile north of Duncannon, PA. The victim was identified as Wayne Ippolito of Buffalo. Well, death was waiting along the road for a 19-year-old Pavilion youth this morning. The victim, Raymond Henry of North Lake Street, was killed instantly when his car slammed into a bridge on Route 63 near Pavilion in Genesee County. Sheriff's deputies told KB Henry tried in vain to avoid... Picking the KB police blotter, 17-year-old Frank Stefano of 64 Fruhoff will be arraigned in youth court today on the first-degree robbery charge in connection with a spur-of-the-moment stick-up yesterday of the BlackRock Riverside Savings and Loan Association at 1534 Hurdle Avenue on Buffalo's north side. Elsewhere, police are still trying to find the owner of a .32-caliber automatic, the weapon used to gun down 22-year-old Nicholas Tyrone of 222 Eppner late Sunday morning on the west side. His companion, 21-year-old Tony Todorice of 314 Trenton, is being held in $10,000 bail as a material witness. Police are not satisfied with the man's story that he didn't see anyone shoot Tyrone, nor did he notice an auto nearby as the two walked down Niagara near Porter Sunday morning. Meanwhile, police are trying to trace two new $100 bills found in Todorice's wallet and are continuing their examination of the clothing worn by Tyrone at the time of his death. Little, if any, cooperation by Tyrone's friends and acquaintances have made it rough going for police in their attempt to clear up this West Side murder. In other KB News headlines this morning, President Kennedy is meeting with Democratic Congress members this morning, briefing them on what he will report to the nation tonight in a radio TV talk on the Berlin situation. Meanwhile, voting starts today in the Senate on President Kennedy's catch-all farm bill, with senators of both parties predicting that most basic sections of the measure will be accepted. Reports from Havana say the 38 persons being held in Havana since their U.S. airliner was hijacked yesterday may be released shortly, but the plane may be held in Cuba. And finally in the news, President Bourguiba of Tunisia says he is asking for a new meeting of the U.N. Security Council on his nation's dispute with France over the Bizerte naval base. WKBW Good Time, 9 1/2 before 10.
Mr. Weatherman, take the cue. And tell us what the weather's going to do.
Considerable cloudiness today in the night, with showers and possibly thundershowers. High today between 80 and 85, a low tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow mostly sunny and hot again. Isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers likely. The current KB reading 75 degrees, humidity at 76%, and the winds are from the southwest at 10 miles an hour.
Repeating the K Big Story of the Moment.
Buffalo youth killed in New England auto accident.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
Every beat of my heart, there's a beat for you.
Every beat of my heart, those are the Pips. At 9 minutes before 10, we're welcoming you back here to more recorded music on the Russ Syracuse Show until 9:75 KB Greaves.
Her hat is ultra chic. Her necklace, a priceless antique. Her dog, the prize-winning Peek. But a lady isn't lovely unless her hands are. Hands that wash dishes can be lovely when you use Gentle Fells, the only dishwashing detergent that protects your hands with the lanolin touch. It washes dishes and glassware sparkling clean and contains a nylon brightener, wonderful for hand washables. Give your hands and your dishes a beauty bath every day. Get Gentle Fells, F-E-L-S, in the beautiful pink plastic bottle today.
Isn't she nice in the morning? Boy, she really wakes you up there. A little music for you. She plays guitar, too. 8 minutes before 10. Now, WKBW Radio's Good Time on the Russ Syracuse Show. 75 KB degrees. From the gang in KB's Weather Central, continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow. Changeable skies, isolated afternoon or evening thunder showers, and the high temperature today, now dig this, is near 85 degrees. Wow.
WKBW, 1520 on your dial, your favorite station in Buffalo. Stay tuned all the while.
WKBW's Good Time, 7 before 10. These are the Marquees and a former KB pick hit record of the week called Last Night. Last Night Music by the Marquees, 5 before 10, WKBW Radio's Good Time with a 75 KB Gree reading, and here's a happy little note here.
It's fun to be better when the Bond Bakers bake it,
cause the Bond Bakers know the very best way to make it.
Take the finest ingredients and bake slow and easy, and you know it's the best cause it's baked by Bond.
There's no doubt about it, youngsters prefer Bond hot dog and hamburger rolls. Maybe it's the full wholesome flavor, maybe it's because these rolls are so golden on the outside, so fresh on the inside. But whatever the reason, serve them often at lunches, snacks, parties, and picnics. They're pre-sliced all the way through for convenience, Bond hot dog and hamburger rolls.
All right, what was I going to say? Something about oh yes, come in.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hobby.
Hobby who?
Hobby days are here again on WKBW.
We'll check in with some of the activities happening tonight in about 10 seconds.
What's your favorite use for real lemon reconstituted lemon juice?
Real lemon juice in bottles? We pour it on pizza. What else? Try it.
Now to find out what's happening tonight, we'll check in here with a group called... The Velvets. Tonight, good.
Tonight.
Be the night. Tonight. Tonight could be the night. Thank you, Velvets. At 10 o'clock in Buffalo, that'll do it for this hour of recorded music on the Russ Syracuse Show. But don't you go away. We're here for two more until 12 noon.
WKBW Buffalo, New York. WKBW. Just set your dial, relax a while with WKBW Buffalo, New York. Listen to KB.
Here's a fellow that's happy. He's counting the days.
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
No more books and
oh, yeah! The power is there.
Us out. That's done for you by U.S. Bonds at 2 minutes after 10. WKBW Radio's Good Time and the Russ the Moose Syracuse Show until 12 noon, 75 KB Grease. Shannon sitting in.
210 Frigidaire appliances at rock bottom prices. Yes, friends, 3 solid carloads of Frigidaire appliances shipped factory direct to Burnham's to be sold in 3 days. Over a half carload of Frigidaire Imperial automatic washers slashed from $3.59 to $2.11 at both Burnham stores, 1209 Broadway and 2940 Sheridan and Eggert. There are 48 Frigidaire 13 cubic foot automatic defrost refrigerator freezers going to the first comers, and get this, at just $2.69. There are 60 Frigidaire 40-inch flare ranges on sale at a price so low that Frigidaire would not permit Burnham's to announce the sale price on the radio. 20 big 11 cubic foot freezers received factory direct are going at just $188. And there are some 13 cubic foot refrigerators going to the first comers at just $199. In Burnham's big TV department during this sale, you can buy a portable TV for only $96. Burnham's 1209 Broadway and 2940 Sheridan at Eggert, where you don't pay a single penny till November. Open till 10 tonight.
All right, so thank you there. I was watching the train pull away. All right, how about radar here for Buffalo?
Radar, radar. WKBW reports on today's radar checkpoint locations.
Checkpoint locations for radar for this Tuesday on Elk Street, Seneca Street, and Hopkins Street. I don't know if it's raining outside or raining in my heart, but as the song goes, this is Slim Harpo and song number 25. That's Slim Harpo, and it's raining in my heart. It's 5 after the hour of 10. WKBW's Good Time with 75 KB Grease in Buffalo.
No matter where you live in New York State, there's a beautiful New York State park within easy driving distance. 87 of them located in every state from Long Island to the Canadian border. Nearly all have picnic areas and top-notch facilities for the most popular sports, boating, swimming, and fishing. Many have camp and trailer sites. For more complete details, write for the free State Parks folder. Write Division of Parks, New York State Conservation Department, Albany.
You were saying something about the door?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Alpaca.
Alpaca who?
Alpaca Lunch, and you listen to WKBW.
Pack and Lunch will go down by the Moody River for a little picnic here with Pat.
Moody River.
From Pat Boone, 9 after 10, WKBW Radio's Good Time with a 75 KB Gree reading in town and Bubba Boom himself.
Come on, everybody, let's shout it out. Bubba Boom!
the soft drink tastes so good, because Ole Werner's is aged in wood. Four long years till every ounce is mellow and pure with plenty of bounce. When you're thirsty, shout it out. Say, Werner's!
Werner's! Say, ha-ha, boom!
Werner's! For the boom! In the bottle of Werner's, you'll find the only flavor of its kind. Deliciously different, so what do you say? Get up, get out, and buy it today. When you're thirsty, shout it out. Say, Werner's!
Werner's! Say, ha-ha, boom!
Boom here. Alrighty, don't forget we have a Werner's KB hit record of the week. And got a little problem, though. It's called Who Put the Bomb on the Bomb Bomb Bomb? And we'll be playing a little bit later on. I can't talk in the morning. It's done by Barry Mann. It's worth 98 cents. It's yours for 59 cents with the regular price purchase of a 6-bottle carton of Werner's at Sky Drug and Super Duper Market.
WKBW, Werner's. Your favorite station for music and news. In Buffalo, WKBW.
If you'll bear with us right now, we'll ask the highwayman and Michael to row the boat ashore. Michael, row the boat ashore. Those are the highwaymen at 13 after the hour of 10. WKBW's Good Time, 75 KDGs. And about 3 minutes away from Pulse Beat News, at 10:15, Jim Fagan from Action Central.
Boost Buffalo, it's good for you. Boost Buffalo, it's good for you. Buffalo deserves your appreciation. It's the finest hometown in the nation. Boost Buffalo, Boost Buffalo, it's good for you.
Now we'll take our hats off to Larry.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy, now he won't even look at her.
WKBW Pulse Beat News.
WKBW temperature at 75 degrees. The complete forecast follows the news from KB Action Central, presented by the Phillip Builders, who are making a sensational free offer all this month with every siding job. Well, President Kennedy takes the Berlin crisis to the nation tonight, but first he'll outline his plans for meeting the situation in a session this morning with congressional leaders. Elsewhere in Washington, a Labor Department report to be released today will show a rise in the cost of living for the month of June. Remember where you heard that one first. On Capitol Hill, voting starts today in President Kennedy's catch-all farm bill. The outlook for its passage, optimistic. Well, KB crisscrosses the nation south of the Mason-Dixon line. KB's Dixie Newsmen report 53 persons were injured in a train collision near Macon, Georgia. A WKBW profile of death on the highway. 4 persons were killed in a truck car smash-up near Durand, Wisconsin. And KB's Motor City Newsman in Detroit report Chrysler Corporation and the United Auto Workers will discuss the union's contract demands today. Across the Caribbean, KB sources in Havana revealed that Cuban Premier Castro may release the 38 passengers and crew members of a hijacked U.S. commercial airliner, but reportedly will hold the plane itself for exchange for Cuban planes impounded now in the U.S. KB's Far East News Bureau learned today that Russia captured an 83-ton Japanese survey ship off the northern Kuril Islands. WKBW now zeroes in on the divided city of East and West Berlin. Late word from KB's Al Adel tells of communist authorities warning East Berliners that they'll lose their homes unless they give up their jobs in West Berlin. Just another attempt to close the door between Berlin and the free world. In other overseas dispatches, KB's Don Milner and the late communique from Bizerte reports Tunisian President Bourguiba will call for another emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to consider the Bizerte dispute because the French are still there. KB's Congo correspondent flashed word today the UN sent troops into the capital of Katanga province after learning Katanga is seeking aid from the communist bloc. And from the Holy Land comes word from KB's Nate Friedman in Jerusalem. The defense and the prosecution have rested their cases in the last murder trial of Adolf Eichmann. Summations on both sides will come August 3rd, following a 9-day adjournment. Well, finally in the news, this item from Newark, New Jersey. Girls, take note. The heat finally drove Mrs. Mary Guerrero to a beauty parlor. Mrs. Guerrero, 31 years old, of Newark, New Jersey, had 30 inches of hair cut from her 40-inch long hair. And when it was all over, she said, and we quote, "I feel cool at last," unquote.
Are you ready to remodel your home? Call the Philip Builders. You'll be proud of your home, and you'll increase its value with new siding and roofing, or with a completely modernized kitchen and bathroom by the Philip Builders. Building permits and inspections are obtained for you at no extra cost. Full job insurance covers you, your home, and Philip Builders' expert staff. No down payment is required, and payments can be arranged to fit your budget for as long as 10 years. If you haven't begun remodeling because other contractors are too high, let the Philip Builders give you a free estimate. Call TF2-2064 anytime and take advantage of this special free offer. Your choice of two aluminum combination screen and storm doors or an Anderson thermopane picture window fully installed, absolutely free with every siding job. Call now and really enjoy your home with expert remodeling by the Philip Builders. TF2-2064. Call anytime, any day. Call right now. TF2-2064. The Philip Builders.
It's the weatherman. Take the cue. And tell us what the weather's going to do.
Considerable cloudiness today in the night with showers and possibly thundershowers. High today between 80 and 85 with a low tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow mostly sunny and hot again. Isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers likely. The current KB reading 75 degrees. Humidity at 76%. The winds are from the southwest at 12 miles an hour. This edition of Fullspeed News has been presented by the Philip Builders, where all jobs get the personal attention and the supervision of the owner himself. One of Buffalo's better builders. For a free estimate, call TF2-2064.
Repeating, the K-Big Story of the Moment.
Jack climbs the Berlin stalk.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
Welcome back to more music on the show that Yuri Gagarin thinks is out of this world, the Rush Syracuse Show. Is he still up the beanstalk there? All right, here's the San Antonio Rose. That's the San Antonio Rose sound of Floyd Kramer at 22 minutes after 10. WKBW Radio's Good Time and the Rush Syracuse Show. The blonde-haired Neapolitan checking the pizza ovens until noon, 75 KB degrees, and let's count those beans.
Yes, you get 43 beans in every cup of New Nescafe.
Real coffee beans, that's all there is in New Nescafe.
43 beans make every cup of New Nescafe.
The all coffee, instant coffee.
Richest aroma and taste.
New Nescafe, the flavor and aroma you get only from 43 deep roasted beans. In New Nescafe, the accent is on coffee.
Alrighty. You're high on the dial in Thompson style with the even newer WKBW.
It's your favorite station for music and news. Stay tuned all the while to WKBW 1520.
Nice, a good sound from the Drifters, and they say, please stay.
Don't go.
Please stay.
Don't go.
Please stay.
If I got on my knees and I plead with you not to go, but
don't go.
Please stay.
Those are the Drifters. Wake up music. Don't go. But please stay. It's 25 minutes after 10. WKBW Radio's Good Time. I don't know what it is about today, but it's a good day to wake up a little faster. I know I do. And if I can wake up faster, you can too. Continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow. Changeable skies, isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers. The high temp near 85 today. Low tonight, 65 to 70. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles. Very gusty near thundershowers. And again, currently 75 KB degrees as we count up.
Count up, count up, count up your savings bonds. See how fast they mount up.
Right. Start counting up savings bonds and see how fast your savings grow as you put something away each week or each month with a big savings bonds interest dividend. Save in the bond a month plan or at the payroll savings plan.
See how fast they mount up.
All righty, do. After we count it up, listen here now.
We're on the beach.
Hey, how long you been out here in the sun?
Oh, since early morning, I guess. I've been trying to get a KB suntan.
That's why you've got the letters WKBW taped on your back?
Yeah, so I can win a transistor radio from KB. But I better get this tape off now.
Yeah, here, I'll give you a hand here. Slow or fast?
Oh, fast, I guess.
Okay.
Ow!
Sorry.
Sunny days, KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart will have transistor radios for two KB listeners, one of each sex, who have the WKBW suntan sign.
I like this sound. This is Chris Kenner, and I like it like that. Oh, yeah, I like it.
Let me show you where it's at. The name of the place is...
I like it like that.
Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at. The name of the place is I Like It Like That. That's done for you by Chris Kenner at 10:30 here in Buffalo on the Russ Syracuse Show. Don't go away. An hour and a half left to go until 12 noon.
WKBW Buffalo. 1520
on your dial.
WKBW Buffalo.
Something happening all the while.
The best in music on the air for you.
The news and weather and the temperature too.
The home of Futurasonic Radio is WKBW.
Little added note today, the Fun of the Sun... Fun of the Sun, Jay Nelson there will be there. Fun of the Sun, Jay Nelson, along with Fun of the Sun, sweetheart, will be at the Riverside Pool, 1 o'clock today. So if you're around the area, you got the call letters, and I think the sun is out there enough that you can work on it today. Riverside Pool, 1 o'clock, KB DJ Jay Nelson, and the Fun in the Sun, sweetheart. This half hour begins with Philip Upchurch from Oklahoma City saying, you can't sit down. Sit down. That's Philip Upchurch. And sit down. Up, church, down, church, up, down. 28 minutes now before 11. WKBW's happy, happy good morning time on the Rush Syracuse Show, 75 KB degrees. Incidentally, the secret word for today, all day this Tuesday, is pronoun. Pronoun. My English teacher would be happy to hear me say that. Pronoun. Remember that word.
Hangover dirt. Hangover dirt. Clothes you wash in your washing machine, either really clean, or do the products you use leave residues of hangover dirt? Hangover dirt. Use Instant Fells Napka for your washing machine. For Instant Fells Napka gets clothes super clean. Whether washing sheets or your husband's shirt, Instant Fells Napka gets out hangover dirt.
Hangover dirt.
Instant Fells Naphtha gets out hangover dirt.
The pure natural ingredients of Instant Fells Naphtha get out hangover dirt, the dirt that other products leave behind. In conventional or automatic washers, get out every bit of dirt every single time. Try it for 30 days and see.
Instant Fells Naphtha gets out hangover dirt.
You know, you can get Instant Fells Naphtha at Acme, where the new extra bonus is national red stamps given with each 10-cent purchase. Red stamps are redeemable at every Acme market for fabulous nationally advertised merchandise for home and family. Get your red stamp saver books this week at Acme markets and see how quickly you'll fill them and own the premium you want free. Shop Acme markets regularly and save the valuable red stamps.
Guns out! And on sunny days, KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart will search the beaches, parks, and pools in the Buffalo area. She'll be looking for listeners who have the call letters WKBW suntanned somewhere on their bodies. Two daily winners will receive transistor radios. So make sure you wear the WKBW suntan sign.
Today is the day, 1 o'clock around the Riverside Pool. Fun of the Sun sweetheart and KB DJ Jay Nelson will be out there. A couple of transistor portable radios for you. 1 o'clock today at the Riverside Pool. Little humming sound. This is Donnie Gibson on KB. See you if heartbreak.
The lights keep me away from the sea. Yes, the sea of the heartbreak. Lost love. Of a heartbreak. It's a sea of a heartbreak.
It's a sea of heartbreak, and that's Donnie Gibson at 23 minutes before 11. Sea of heartbreak, and we have 75 KB degrees in the Russ Syracuse Show. You know, to anyone who's known a stroke victim, the word understanding has a very special meaning. Understanding is an important aid to recovery, morale, and peace of mind for the patient and those close to him. Understanding comes with a knowledge of the problems that face a stroke victim. To learn what some of these problems are and how the family and friends can help, you ask the Heart Association of Erie County for its free booklet on the subject. The address, 250 Summer Street, Buffalo, 22, New York.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Effervescent.
Effervescent? Who?
Effervescent for WKBW, life would be pretty dull.
And if it wasn't for Bobby Lewis, tossing and turning would be dull.
Sleep it all that night.
Bobby Lewis, the sounds of tossing and turning, 20 minutes before 11, WKBW's Good Time, 75 KB degrees here on the Russ Syracuse Show. Continued warm and humid today, tonight, and tomorrow. Changeable skies, isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers.
What's your favorite use for real lemon reconstituted lemon juice?
Real lemon juice in bottles? For tea, lemonade, what else?
In about 20 seconds, we'll fall to pieces with Patsy Cline on KB.
This is 1520, the lively spot on your dial, WKBW, the station with a smile. You hear the latest news and the greatest music around on WKBW,
the station with a modern style.
Patsy Cline, you walk by and I fall to pieces. 17 before 11, WKBW Radio's Good Time. Falling to pieces in about 2 minutes will be Jim Fagan with Pulse Beat News from Buffalo's only 24-hour news watch, Action Central. Right now, a little word here from our favorite little show there, Granny.
Hello there. This is Grandma Taylor. And I'd like to tell you a few things about the K-Big 30 show. The new Top 30 survey is previewed every Saturday morning between 9 and high noon. My boy Jimmy Taylor does it. Yes, he does. Be sure and listen and do Grandma Taylor a favor. No songs and such. It's better than homemade bread.
Yeah! Yeah, thank you there, Granny. I like homemade bread, too. I really do. Hammer and Hank and the Midnighters move us to news time with Jim Fagan and the Switcheroo.
Now come on, baby, let's do the Switcheroo.
Switcheroo.
Switcheroo. I said flip.
Switcheroo.
I said flip.
Switcheroo.
Just like this.
Switcheroo.
Just like this.
Switcheroo.
Just like this.
Switcheroo.
Just like this.
Switcheroo.
I flip.
Switcheroo.
I said flip.
Switcheroo.
I said flip.
Switcheroo.
Just like this.
Switcheroo.
W.
Pulse Beat News. WKBW temperature now at 75 degrees. The complete forecast follows the news from KB Action Central. Well, you heard it first on WKBW. KB's New England reporters learned today that a 16-year-old Buffalo youth was killed and another seriously injured in an auto smash-up at Nantucket, Massachusetts. Fatally injured in the mishap was R. Douglas Rumsey, the son of Mr. and Mrs. Douglas R. Rumsey of 148 Summer Street. In serious condition at Nantucket Cottage Hospital is 19-year-old Kenneth Neal, the son of Mr. and Mrs. Alan Neal of 2536 West Oakfield Road, Grand Island. Meanwhile, an 18-year-old Buffalo sailor is in critical condition at Polyclinic Hospital in Harrisburg, PA, with injury sustained when his motorcycle collided with a truck about a mile north of Duncannon, Pennsylvania. The victim was identified as Wayne Ippolito of Buffalo. Well, death was waiting along the road for a 19-year-old Pavilion youth this morning. The victim, Raymond Henry of North Lake Street, was killed instantly when his car slammed into a bridge on Route 63 near Pavilion in Genesee County. Sheriff's deputies told KB that Henry tried in vain to avoid striking a cat in the road and then instead slammed into the bridge, killing himself. Meanwhile, just outside Rochester, a Hamburg youth, Sam Dugan of 221 Pierce Avenue, was injured in an auto mishap on Empire Boulevard. The 21-year-old motorist is in fair condition at Northside Hospital in Rochester.
Closer to home, two teenage girls were hospitalized when their auto slammed into a tree on Clinton near the Stoley Road in the town of Elma. In good condition at Mercy Hospital are 18-year-old Shirley Stauffenberger of 286 Oakmont here in Buffalo and 14-year-old Nancy Sharosevsky of 617 Columbia Lane, Lancaster. On the KB County line, fire left a family of five homeless today in the town of Carlton in Orleans County. The damaging blaze of undetermined origin destroyed the one-and-a-half-story frame home occupied by Mr. and Mrs. Calvin Jackson and their family on the Kendrick Road in Waterport. Meanwhile, in the town of Hamburg, fire of undetermined origin caused extensive damage to the Twin Fair discount department store at Abbott Road and Lake early today. KB covers the local crime beat in the town of Amherst. Two hoods were nabbed following a stolen car chase along Kings Highway in Snyder today. Taken into custody were 26-year-old Leroy Patterson of the Bronx and 19-year-old Tony Peria of Cliffside, New Jersey. Both have police records. Well, back in Buffalo, representatives of the nation's police forces at their ninth annual meeting at the Statler Hilton Hotel here in Buffalo are expected to vote today on resolutions, including one involving subversive organizations. In other KB News headlines, Tunisia says it will call for another UN Security Council session on Bizerte because French troops are remaining in the area. Back in Washington, President Kennedy is giving Democratic congressional leaders a briefing on the broadcast speech he'll make tonight on the Berlin crisis. And finally in the news, the defense and the prosecution arrested in the trial of former Nazi official Adolf Eichmann. The Jerusalem court will reconvene August 3rd to hear summations.
It's the weather, man. Take the cue. And tell us what the weather's going to do.
Considerable cloudiness today in the night with showers and possibly thundershowers. High today between 80 and 85 degrees with a low tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow mostly sunny and hot again. Isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers likely. The current KB reading 75 degrees. Humidity at 76%. And the winds are from the southwest at 12 miles an hour. Don't forget, KB pays cash for news. Call Action Central at TT45107.
Repeating. The K Big Story of the Moment.
Buffalo youth killed in New England.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
Welcome in.
She walked
the Syracuse Show.
Like an angel walked.
Here's Matt Monroe.
She talks like an angel talks.
I'm her kind of boy.
Don't you know she's my kind of girl? She's a sweet tooth. Oh, boy. Thank you, Matt Monroe. From Jolly England Way with My Kind of Girl at 7 before 11, WKBW Radio's Good Time on the Rusty Rick Show. You know that summer cold that you can't seem to shake? Well, may not be a cold at all. It could be hay fever or something along that line. And the chief cause of hay fever, as you probably know by now, is ragweed pollen. You can learn how to get rid of this plant. What are you getting rid of in there now? You just burned one of the plants. You can learn how to get rid of this plant in your neighborhood by writing to WKBW for the free ragweed hay fever leaflet. Just write to Pappy Smith, WKBW, Buffalo 9, New York.
1520 on your dial is the right spot. For music and news, it's the bright spot. It's WKBW. 1-5-2-0-1.
Okay, roll back the rug. Here comes Chubby. Let's twist again.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. Ah, oh, you're looking good. Good. Let's twist again. Let's do it last year. Come on, twist again. Twist the time is here.
Hey, now. Thank you, Chubb. 4 before 11, WKBW Radio is Good Time on the Rush Syracuse Show. Shannon sitting in until 12 noon. Incidentally, that's one of the sounds we'll be doing tomorrow night between 9 and 12 midnight, or 12:30, actually, at Lime Lake Pavilion, right between Delavan and Machias in that general area. In person will be the Buffalo Rebels. If you're around tomorrow night at 9, we'll dig you at Lime Lake.
It's fun to be better when the bond bakers bake it.
Cause the bond bakers know the very best way to make it.
Take the finest ingredients and bake slow and easy. And you know it's the best cause it's baked by Bond.
There's no doubt about it. Youngsters prefer Bond hot dog and hamburger rolls. Maybe it's the full wholesome flavor. Maybe it's because these rolls are so golden on the outside, so fresh on the inside. But whatever the reason, serve them often at lunches, snacks, parties, and picnics. They're pre-sliced all the way through for convenience. Bond hot dog and hamburger rolls.
Some people have a desire.
Yes.
A burning desire.
I know.
To wear the WKBW suntan sign.
Mm.
And can you blame them?
Mm-mm.
Every sunny day, KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart will search the beaches, parks, and pools in the Buffalo area, looking for listeners with the call letters WKBW suntanned on some part of their bodies. To the daily winners, a KB Beach Beauty and a KB Beach Buddy, she'll award a completely equipped transistor radio. On sunny days, look for KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart. And remember to wear the WKBW suntan sign.
Now to move us to 11 o'clock for KBU Record of the Week. This is Barry Mann and Who Put the Bump?
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me.
I say, don't
commit yourself.
You know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity shoe.
Oh, Barry, you do say the nicest thing. Bum, 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 bum.
And my honey, ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong, and all that jazz. Nice to say just plain I love you. You know, that used to be. All right, that'll do it for this hour of recorded music on the Russ Syracuse Show. Don't go away, though. We have one more hour of pizzas and little goodies and mozzarella cheese and things up on... Hey, matter of fact, a little bit of antipasto and anchovies and things, and oh, boy.
Buffalo's Futuresonic Radio is
WKBW. Now for the last hour of the Syracuse get-together, this is Connie French. When I said get-together, boy, I meant it. This is togetherness music. Hand in hand, we'll walk with Connie.
We'll always be together.
Hand in hand together with Connie Francis, 4 minutes after 11. I must admit, though, even though I don't speak Italian and things, I do, you know, have quite a little taste for Italian food, like rigatoni and lasagna and pizza and spaghetti. Something like that. They're pretty official there. I sound almost like I'm Italian, right? 4 minutes after 11. Of course, you don't know what I said unless you came from the northernmost part of Italy called County Cork. I don't know. Something like that.
Three solid carloads of Frigidaire appliances must be sold in 3 days. Friends, we're here at the receiving platform of Burnham's, where they're unloading three railroad cars full of Frigidaire appliances that'll be sold at both Burnham stores at the lowest prices ever quoted. 20 400-pound upright freezers going to the first comers for just $188. At Burnham's, 1209 Broadway and 2940 Sheridan Eckert, there are 48 Frigidaire 13-cubic-foot automatic defrost refrigerator freezers that'll go out at an unheard-of $269. One-half carload of Frigidaire Imperial automatic washers jump from $359 to $211. There are some 13-cubic-foot refrigerators at $199, some automatic washers at $167. About a dozen Frigidaire clothes dryers at just $134. And listen to this. In Burnham's big TV department, portable TVs slash to $96. Burnham's, 1209 Broadway and 2940 Sheridan Eggers. Pay nothing till November.
All righty, 5 after 11, WKBW Radio is good time. Look who's here.
Radar. WKBW reports on today's radar checkpoint locations.
For Tuesday, the radar locations on Main Street, Herman Avenue, and Johnson Street. Watch out, you may be followed by the fish. That's called Doing the Fish, and that's Bobby Rydell to the tune of Mama Said, 8 minutes after 11. WKBW Radio is good time, 75 KB Grease. I help these fellas with their spelling lesson. I hope they do well.
D-E-C-O.
Deco.
Right.
It's another redecoration celebration at Deco. Yes, Deco does it again. Now, the Maine Swan Deco invites you to enjoy Buffalo's best cup of coffee in a colorful new atmosphere. Today through August 2nd, buy one hamburger at the Maine Swan Deco, get one free. Bring the family. Eat hamburgers 2 for $1 and enjoy Buffalo's best cup of coffee as another Deco dresses up for 61. Stop at the Maine Swan Deco today.
Voila, madame, monsieur, here is a little knock-knock.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Moan.
Moan who?
Moonlight and roses bring wonderful memories of WKBW.
Thank you, Enrico Caruso. Now to another figure from out of the past, and figuratively, this is Cupid here.
Cupid, all of you, I need you, Cupid, help me.
Well, there's Cupid's side of the story from Sammy Cook. It's 11 after 11, WKBW's Good Time on the Russ Syracuse Show, 75 KB Grease, lasagna lovers, rigatoni rooters, and pizza purveyors, or something like that there.
Vacationing near the water?
Uh-huh.
Follow these Red Cross water safety rules and you'll live longer and have more fun as well. Always swim in a safe area where there's a lifeguard. Always explore strange waters before diving. And wait at least an hour after eating before you go swimming.
Somebody around here brought up an important point. He said, swim in water. I said, well, all right.
WKBW, 1520 on your dial. WKBW, for music and news, it sets the style. WKBW, the swinginest station on the dial. WKBW, 1520.
Now up towards Pulse Beat News at 11:15 from Buffalo's 24-hour news watch. Action Central, Jim Fagan is standing by. Here's Bobby Darin. We made it, Ma. We got out of that one. Here's Nature Boy sound.
It's just to love and be loved in return.
W. Pulse Beat News.
WKBW temperature is 75 degrees. The complete forecast follows the news from KB Action Central. Well, downtown reporters, please copy, for KB has done it again. 17-year-old Frank Stefano of 64 Fruhoff, scheduled to be arraigned later today on the first-degree robbery charge in connection with the so-called spur-of-the-moment stick-up yesterday of Buffalo's North Side's Black Rock Riverside Savings and Loan Association. On Buffalo's North Side, got himself into a lot more trouble today when he was identified in a show-up this morning as the same bandit who held up and robbed the Humboldt branch of the Erie Federal Loan and Savings Association on April the 17th and again on July the 5th. The branch manager, Pat Hill of 50 Gate Circle, pointed Stefano out as the same one who held up the bank on the 17th of April and again on July the 5th. The bank job yesterday, no so-called spur-of-the-moment thing with Stefano. He'll be arraigned later today on the other charge. Well, wherever news is made, KB is there. A car reportedly overturned at the bottom of Indian Hill in Route 104 in the town of Lewiston this morning. At least one party was injured in the mishap and is currently en route to St. Mary's Hospital in the Falls by ambulance. Back in Buffalo, police are still trying to find the owner of a .32-caliber automatic, the weapon used to gun down 22-year-old Nicholas Tyrone of 222 Eppner late Sunday morning on Buffalo's west side. His companion, 21-year-old Tony Tortorese of 314 Trenton, is being held in $10,000 bail as a material witness. Police are not satisfied with his story that he didn't see anyone shoot Tyrone, nor did he notice an auto nearby as the two walked to Niagara near Porter Sunday morning. Meanwhile, police are still trying to trace two new $100 bills found in Tortorese's wallet and are continuing their investigation of the clothing worn by Tyrone at the time of his death. Little, if any, cooperation by Tyrone's friends and acquaintances have made it rough going for police in their attempt to clear up this West Side murder. Well, KB covers the local crime scene in the town of Amherst. Two hoods were nabbed following a stolen car chase along King's Highway in Snyder this morning. Taken into custody were 26-year-old Leroy Patterson of the Bronx and 19-year-old Tony Peria of Cliffside, New Jersey. Both have police records. In other KB News headlines, overseas, Tunisia says it'll call for another UN Security Council session on Bizerte because French troops remain in the area. Back in this country, President Kennedy is giving Democratic congressional leaders a briefing in the broadcast speech he'll make tonight on the Berlin crisis.
It's the weatherman. Take the cue. And tell us what the weather's going to do.
Considerable cloudiness today, tonight, with showers and possibly thundershowers. High today between 80 and 85 degrees. Low tonight in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot again. Isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers likely. The current KB reading, 75 degrees. Humidity at 76%. The winds from the southwest at 12 miles an hour.
Repeating.
The gay big story of the moment.
Stefano, no so-called spur-of-the-moment stick-up man.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment. On gay...
Sound of Raindrops from D. Clark. Welcome back into more Dakota music here on the Russ Syracuse Show towards 12 noon. It's 20 minutes after 11. WKBW's Good Time and 75 KB Green.
I like apple juice. I like grape juice. I like apple juice. I like grape juice. Let's drink the drink that's got them both. Mud, pee, and... Quenches your thirst. Refreshes you fast. Quenches your thirst. Refreshes you fast. Let's drink the drink that's got them both. Mud, pee, and... Mott's.
Drink Mott's PM, a delicious blend of apple juice and grape juice that quenches your thirst and refreshes you fast. Mott's PM is not a watery weak drink. Instead, you taste the full flavor of luscious grape juice blended smooth and clean with sparkling apple juice, fortified with vitamins B1 and B2. Quench your thirst with Mott's PM. The whole family will love it. Mott's PM. And... for a welcome change at breakfast, don't forget Mott's AM. 5 good health fruit juices in one delicious drink. More vitamin C than orange jam.
With you, the latest, stay tuned all the while.
1520 in Buffalo at 22 after 11. Watch out for the castanets. This is Paul Anka. We're going to do a little dancing here. Come on, dance on, little girl. Vamos a bailar.
Dance, dance on, girl. Yes, I know that you're wrong, wrong, wrong. Because you know that you're wrong, wrong, wrong. Oh, you're...
This is called Dance On, Little Girl. Done for you by Paul Anka with the castanets. And I think I just tripped over some of those castanets somebody left lying around here over right next to the pizza oven. I don't know. I always do that. 25 after 11. WKBW Radio's Good Time, the Russ Syracuse Show, until noon, 75 KB Green.
Count up, count up, count up your savings bonds. See how fast they mount up.
Right, start counting up savings bonds and see how fast your savings grow as you put something away each week or each month with a big savings bonds interest dividend. Save in the bond a month plan or at the payroll savings plan.
See how fast they mount up.
Yeah, look at him. Look at him mounting up right there. Holy smokes.
Hey, how long you been out here in the sun?
Oh, since early morning, I guess. I've been trying to get a KB suntan.
That's why you've got the letters WKBW taped on your back?
Yeah, so I can win a transistor radio from KB. But I better get this tape off now.
Yeah, here, I'll give you a hand here. Slow or fast?
Oh, fast, I guess.
Okay. Sorry.
Sunny Days, KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart, will have transistor radios for two KB listeners, one of each sex, who have the WKBW suntan sign.
Little cheer for him, huh? From U.S. Bonds, one of the sounds he's got around called quarter 2-3.
1, 2, 3, 4.
7:30 in Buffalo on the Russ Syracuse Show, and into the final half hour we'll go in just about 10 seconds.
Was
willst du haben? Sei mir gut, ja? Joe Dowell in the Wooden Heart Song.
Can't you see I love you?
Pierre Abinessen, ja? That's the story of the Wooden Heart from Joe Dowell, and a nice sound, too, with a German band. 75 KB degrees, humidity index 76%. Fairly a comfortable day today in comparison to yesterday and I guess the day before. Well, last night, who said, you know, sleep? Oh, tossing and turning was the word. It was really humid there last night.
Did you know there are 18 private schools, including junior colleges, and 5 institutions of collegiate grade in Greater Buffalo, with a registration of more than 32,000 students? Boost Buffalo. It's good for you.
It's like when I took up an instrument one time, I had, you know, play the chords.
Runs out. And on sunny days, KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart will search the beaches, parks, and pools in the Buffalo area. She'll be looking for listeners who have the call letters WKBW suntanned somewhere on their bodies. Two daily winners will receive transistor radios. So make sure you wear the WKBW suntan sign.
Boy, I like that music, huh?
Kind of dig this music here, too. This is Linda Scott and the KB Hot Prospect sound you want to watch out for. Linda says, in some pretty philosophical terms here, don't you bet money, honey. I'm a sure thing here. You know what? Money, honey, that our love is going to last. That's Linda Scott at 26 minutes before 12 noon. WKBW Radio's Good Time. About 26 minutes is everybody out for lunch. And, you know, it's amazing for me because I have such, you know, weird hours that I never eat normal hours, you know, at normal times. For example, everybody eats at 12 noon or between there and 1 o'clock, say. That's the lunch hour, and they have coffee breaks and so on and so forth. The normal 9 to 5ers, you know, and that's in office buildings and things. But this is one time when I actually get done working at 12 noon. I can go have dinner, you know, fight the crowds and go find a little booth and go have dinner. And then I can come back tonight and almost be normal again. 75 KB Grease, and let's find out what's happening here.
Buffalo Billboard. Buffalo Billboard. Here's what busy people are doing in Buffalo.
Well, the Erie County Health Department will sponsor a polio vaccination clinic this Wednesday, July 26th. Matter of fact, tomorrow at the PAL Center, the Police Athletic League Center, Willard Park, 406 Jefferson, beginning at 1 p.m. Children from the age of 2 months to 5 years of age will be vaccinated.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Trudy.
Trudy who?
Trudy Woods and over the hills. WKBW goes everywhere. Now,
now these are the Castells and Sacred.
I almost do.
Like the Sunday we met.
The Sacred Sound of the Castells at 23 before 12 noon. WKBW's Good Time. Here's a reminder for you for unemployed workers on the Niagara Frontier. A temporary program to pay unemployment benefits for up to 13 additional weeks is now in effect. And if your benefits have run out since June the 30th of 60, you may be eligible. Inquire at your unemployment insurance office on your regular reporting day. And remember to bring your old insurance book along with you.
It's WKBW,
the new sound in radio. 1520 on your dial for the greatest sound in Buffalo.
1520, 1520.
Caramba, I think you're going to like this song coming up next. Matter of fact, I like it so much I play it all the time. It's called Granada. This is Frank Sinatra. How you say, Señor Sinatra? Hey, ole!
Granada.
Está bien, señor.
I'm falling.
Cha-cha-cha, the sounds of Granada with Frank Sinatra at 20 minutes before 12 noon. KB's Good Time on the Syracuse Show. This is Tom Shannon sitting in until noon for today and for the rest of this week. From the KB gang in Weather Central here, I see here it's continued warm and humid today, tonight and tomorrow. Changeable skies, isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers. High will be near 85 this afternoon. Currently, again, it's around 75. We got about 10 more degrees to go. Low tonight, 65 to 70. Southwesterly winds, 10 to 20 miles per hour, and very gusty near thundershowers. The news time will travel now. This is Lonnie Donegan. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor there, dear?
It's a dollar and a dime, it's a dime.
He's singing another chorus, but he hasn't got the time.
W-K-B-W, Pulse Beat News.
WKBW temperature at 75 degrees. The complete forecast follows the news from KB Action Central. Well, WKBW scored another breakthrough this morning when your reporter learned that a 17-year-old youth nabbed yesterday following a holdup of a North Buffalo bank was identified today as the same one who held up and robbed a Buffalo bank twice within the last few months.
Frank Stefano of 64 Fruhoff Avenue, in a show-up this morning, was pointed out by the humble branch manager of the Erie Federal Savings and Loan Association at 1070 Fillmore as the same hood who held up and robbed that bank on April 17th and again on July the 5th. Authorities told KB News the manager of the bank, Patricia Hill, of 50 Gate Circle, positively identified Stefano as the stick-up man. Only yesterday, Stefano had claimed his holdup of the Black Rock Riverside Savings and Loan Association at 1534 Hurdle was a so-called spur-of-the-moment crime. Well, it hardly seems likely in the wake of the latest developments. Wherever news is made, KB is there. A car overturned at the bottom of Indian Hill and Route 104 in the town of Lewiston late this morning. One woman identified to KB News only as Mrs. Dorothy Clouser was injured in the mishap and is now in St. Mary's Hospital in the Falls for treatment and examination. Well, KB's New England reporters learned today a 16-year-old Buffalo youth was killed and another seriously injured in an auto smash-up at Nantucket, Massachusetts. Fatally injured in the mishap was R. Douglas Rumsey, the son of Mr. and Mrs. Douglas R. Rumsey of 148 Summer Street. In serious condition at Nantucket Cottage Hospital is 19-year-old Kenneth Neal, the son of Mr. and Mrs. Alan Neal of 2536 West Oakfield Road, Grand Island. Meanwhile, WKBW learned that an 18-year-old Buffalo sailor is in critical condition at Polyclinic Hospital in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, with injuries sustained when his motorcycle collided with a truck about a mile north of Duncannon, PA. The victim was identified as Wayne Ippolito of Buffalo. Well, closer to home, death was waiting along the road for a 19-year-old Pavilion youth today. The victim, Raymond Henry of North Lake Street, was killed instantly when his car slammed into a bridge on Route 63 near Pavilion in Genesee County. Sheriff's deputies told KB that Henry tried in vain to avoid striking a cat in the road and instead slammed into the bridge, killing himself. Meanwhile, just outside Rochester, a Hamburg youth, Sam Dugan of 221 Pierce Avenue, was injured in an auto mishap on Empire Boulevard. The 21-year-old motorist is in fair condition at Northside Hospital in Rochester. On the KB County line, fire left a family of five homeless today in the town of Carlton in Orleans County. The damaging blaze of undetermined origin destroyed the one-and-a-half-story frame dwelling occupied by Mr. and Mrs. Calvin Jackson on the Kendrick Road in Waterport. Meanwhile, in the town of Hamburg, fire of undetermined origin caused extensive damage to the Twin Fair Discount Department store at Abbott Road and Lake early today. In other KB News headlines, the Labor Department reports, and you heard it first on KB some time ago, the cost of living hit a record peak during the month of June. Overseas, KB's London Bureau wired word a short while ago that the British government has imposed a new austerity program calling for higher taxes, a cut in imports, and a tighter rein on wages. And you think you've got it tough here. Well, back in this country, U.S. disarmament advisor John McCloy has left Moscow for a meeting with Soviet Premier Khrushchev on the Black Sea. The meeting reportedly could decide the future of current American-Russian disarmament talks in Moscow. That late one just in from KB sources in the State Department. And finally from Washington, President Kennedy conferred with Democratic congressional leaders today, but the lawmakers say he did not reveal the contents of the speech that he'll make tonight on the Berlin crisis.
Mr. Weatherman, take the cue and tell us what the weather's going to do.
Considerable cloudiness today and tonight with showers and possibly thundershowers. High today between 80 and 85 degrees. A low tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow mostly sunny and hot again with isolated afternoon or evening thundershowers likely. The current KB reading 75 degrees. Humidity at 76%. The winds are from the southwest at 12 miles an hour.
Repeating the K Big Story of the Moment.
Stefano, no spur of the moment stick-up man.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
Well, I just happened to be stopping by this bank to cash my check, and I still have the money, so I put my... Well, never mind. Let's travel back to music on the Syracuse Show. Here's Ricky.
I'm a traveling man. Yes, I'm a traveling man.
Yes, sir, he's a traveling man. That's Ricky Nelson with a suitcase right there in his hand. See him walking on down? Probably got a load of mozzarella in the little suitcase. 10 minutes before 12. What is mozzarella? I don't know. I just say these, I throw them around like I know what I'm talking about. 10 before 12 noon, WKBW Radio is good time. Spaghetti, I know. Pizza, I know. But beyond that, I'm lost. 77 KB degrees. Let's count the beans.
Yes, you get 43 beans in every cup of New Nescafe.
Real coffee beans, that's all there is in New Nescafe.
43 beans make every cup of New Nescafe.
All coffee beans did coffee.
Richest aroma and taste.
New Nescafe, the flavor and aroma you get only from 43 deep roasted beans. In New Nescafe, the accent is on coffee.
Mm-hmm, and on KB, the accent is on music.
1520,
the hottest spot on your radio.
For music and news in the modern style.
At 1520,
for easy listening,
there's WKBW on your dial. 1520, 1520.
Number one in Buffalo is WKBW, where we find out the school's out.
A one, two, three.
New sound from U.S. Bond, 77 KB Grease, and 7 before 12 noon. Oh, they're still having a school's out party. All right. I thought it was all down there. I'm sorry there. The secret word for today, all day, is pronoun. Pronoun, remember that word, and also, too, remember that at 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Riverside Pool, Fun of the Sun KB DJ Jay Nelson and the Fun of the Sun sweetheart will be out there with a couple of transistor portable radios. If you have the call letters available, why, get him out there, let him see it at the Riverside Pool, 1 o'clock today.
Here's Richard Hayes singing for the Boys Clubs of America.
Boys become better citizens through Boys Clubs of America. Responsible, well-rounded citizens through Boys Clubs of America. Boys Club shapes a boy to be an asset to his community. Help build juvenile decency through Boys Clubs of America.
Thank you, Richard Hayes. Boy, sounds an awful lot like Frank Sinatra when he starts out.
Some people have a desire.
Yes.
A burning desire.
I know.
To wear the WKBW suntan sign. And can you blame them? Every sunny day, KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart will search the beaches, parks, and pools in the Buffalo area, looking for listeners with the call letters WKBW suntanned on some part of their bodies. To the daily winners, a KB Beach Beauty and a KB Beach Buddy, she'll award a completely equipped transistor radio. On sunny days, look for KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart. And remember to wear the WKBW suntan sign.
Ready do. Thank you for the information. 5 before 12 noon. Answer tune time. Benny King said, stand by me. Demeter Joe quickly and hastily responded, honey, I'll be there.
You can reach.
I'll be there too.
The top.
Three's company.
Or suddenly drop.
I mean two's company.
All your burden.
I'll be there. That's the Meet a Joe sound at 3 minutes before 12 noon and three away from the JB KB show there until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Currently in town, 77 KB degrees. It's a goodie today. This is where we'll wrap it up for the Russ Syracuse show for this day, a Tuesday. This is Arthur Lyman's Yellow Bird. Exotic Sounds of the Tropics. That's Arthur Lyman's Yellow Bird. At 12 noon in Buffalo, everybody off for lunch and the JB show on KB until 3. And this is Tom Shannon reminding you we'll see you again tonight at 6, or if not, tomorrow morning at 9 on the Russ Syracuse show. Until then, keep your garbage cans covered, your dogs tied, German Shepherds especially, and those little nippers smiling. Keep them smiling, their mother.
The blues with music and news on the 1520 spot. WKBW in Buffalo.
Seven KB Grease, little cha-cha there for John.
It fell on to Buffalo from the Johnny Barrett Show.
News and the weather from time to time.
So set your dial at 1520 for the Johnny Barrett Show.
How are you, Buffaloes? Isn't that Tommy Shannon nice? And he's such a smart guy. He speaks three different languages. None of them English, but I like him like that.
Come on,
come on.
The name of the place is...
I like it like that.
Come on.
There he is. Chris Kenner getting us underway on the JB Show. How be you, Buffaloes? You're looking fine today. You blue-eyed sun bunny. Our KB Fun and the Sun sweetheart will be roaming the beaches and pools along the 1520 frontier today. We'll remind you about that as we go through the JB Show. We have 4 minutes past 12 noon. KBW, good time.
Here they are, more than a half carload of Frigidaire Imperial automatic washers, slashed from $3.59 to $2.11. They're part of three solid carloads of Frigidaire appliances that Burnham's bought, had shipped factory direct for a three-day price-smashing, price-slashing sale. Entire lot must be sold by 10 o'clock Wednesday night. At either Burnham store, 1209 Broadway, or 2940 Sheridan Eggert, you can be one of the first 20 who will buy a Frigidaire 400-pound freezer for only $188. There are 13 cubic-foot refrigerators for just $199, some automatic washers cut as low as $167, matching dryers for $134, and almost a full carload of Frigidaire frost-proof refrigerator freezers and Frigidaire Flare ranges, growing at the lowest prices you've ever been quoted. Entire lot, three solid carloads must be sold by 10 o'clock Wednesday night. Burnham's, 1209 Broadway, and 2940 Sheridan and Eggert take up to 3 years from November to pay. Both stores open till 10 tonight.
WKBW street level temperature, a beautiful 77 KB degrees. Live a little, Buffalo.
Radar. WKBW reports on today's radar checkpoint location.
Look out, there's radar cars eyeing Elmwood Avenue, Main Street, and Parkside Avenue, amongst others here in Buffalo. Don't let the radar ticket mar a beautiful day on the 1520 frontier. And don't let the rain mar your day. We'll check over the forecast, but right now we've got lots of sunshine and a livable, lovable day on the WKBW frontier. Here's D. Clark. Has it the raindrop tune, WKBW good time, 8 minutes past noon, 77 KB degrees on the Lunch Munch edition of the Johnny Barrett Show. It's bad enough to have your car break down anytime, but when the occasion is a shopping trip, that's especially annoying. You've got words for it, huh? When most people plan their shopping and a car failure can throw a whole week's schedule into confusion. That's one more excellent reason why you should travel by NFT Bus to do your shopping. NFT gets you to the stores, gets you back quickly and surely, safely and comfortably. You can take an NFT Bus directly to the first place you wish to shop, then board another bus when you finish your shopping. There's no long walk back to where you parked your car. There's no traffic snarls. There's no automobile expense. Be wise. Economize on nervous tension, on car operation, and on travel costs. Take advantage of the big NFT bargain. 5 tokens for a dollar, 5 trips for the price of 4 single rides. And when you shop, when you go anywhere around town, you take it easy. Take a bus. WKBW Good Time 9 past 12 noon.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Conker.
Conker who?
Conker on the head if she doesn't listen to WKBW.
A little whistling music now for the lunch hour. How goes the lunch hour, Buffaloes? Barrett here on KB Radio calling up the highwaymen. This is called Michael Rowed the Boat Ashore. Whistle-along song there with the highwayman, Michael. It's called 77 KB Grease on the 1520 frontier, 12 minutes past 12 noon. Johnny Barrett on WKBW. Before you scour the city or the suburbs or looking for merchandise, look for your summer items, the summer items you want or need in the Loblaw Family Premium Catalogs. You're going to find some 1,150 items pictured, described, and you can get big discounts on any of them at the Loblaw Premium counter of your favorite Loblaw store. Loblaw 5-cent premium certificates save you 1/3 to 1/2 off the usual retail prices on most of these items. You shop Loblaws, save that great big difference, and live with WKBW. It's guaranteed for life.
You're listening to WKBW, 1520 on your dial.
If you like music, you love KB. Upcoming in just 2 musical minutes, Irv Weinstein with a report on the whole world situation. The world situation is so bad, actually it wouldn't be so bad if civilization was just at a crossroads. What I think is we've hit a clover leaf. Here we go, Dad. Floyd Kramer at the 88, and that's San Antonio Rose.
WKBW temperature standing at 77 degrees. Complete weather service follows the news from KB Action Central. When you heard the scoop of the day, the local big story, reported first on KB as usual by Ace Morning News editor Jim Fagan. For that report, come in, Jim.
A 17-year-old youth nabbed yesterday following a holdup of a North Buffalo bank was identified today as the same one who held up and robbed a Buffalo bank twice within the last few months. Frank Stefano of 64 Fruhoff Avenue, in a show-up today, was pointed out to the Humboldt branch manager of the Erie Federal Savings and Loan Association at 1070 Fillmore as the same hood who held up and robbed the bank on April the 17th and again on July the 3rd. Authorities told your reporter the manager of the bank, Mrs. Priscilla Hill of 50 Gate Circle, positively identified Stefano as one of the two stick-up men. Only yesterday, Stefano claimed his holdup of the Black Rock Riverside Savings and Loan Association at 1534 Hurdle Avenue was a so-called spur-of-the-moment crime. But that hardly seems likely in the wake of the latest developments. This is Jim Fagan on the crime desk, and now back to Irv Weinstein.
Overseas, the British government has introduced a drastic new austerity program calling for more taxes, a sharp cut in imports and foreign spending, and a tighter rein on wages. Consumers in Britain apparently have been expecting a move because they've been reported buying more staple items in recent days. A KB News flash from behind Kremlin walls. U.S. Chief Disarmament Advisor John McCloy has flown to the Black Sea for a meeting with Soviet Premier Khrushchev that could decide the fate of U.S.-Russian disarmament talks. The trip from Moscow was made at the invitation of Khrushchev. Back in the nation's capital, President Kennedy is keeping under close wraps the Toughen Up program he'll lay before the American people tonight in an address at 10 p.m. Democratic congressional leaders held their weekly conference with Mr. Kennedy at the White House this morning, but later reported he didn't tell them what he'll say tonight. It'll be something. You can bet your boots on that. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Bob McNamara says America's NATO allies view the Berlin crisis much the same as we do in this country. McNamara, who returned from talks in London and Paris today, said the allies in Europe are taking a calm, firm attitude toward the situation.